2014. I'm Manuela Zaragoza. Greek share markets plunged today and the country's cost of borrowing rose sharply after the government there called for an early election to choose a new president, something many people believe will also lead to early general elections next year. The Prime Minister, Antonis Samaras, said he felt he had no choice.
The election of the president has lately become a pretext to blackmail us for early elections. Although the economy was stabilized and we have finally started recovery, clouds of political instability were created in Greece and political uncertainty surrounded Greece abroad. Our government performed its duty and decided to remove this uncertainty and to fully restore political stability by speeding up the election of the president.
So how did the share markets react to those troubling details coming out of Greece? Well, unsurprisingly, many European markets saw steep falls. But what about the US? Joe Salusi from Themis Trading in New York had the view from the trading floor.
It started the day pretty bad. We not only Greece, and they were talking about China being down 5% last night, and we actually, the Dow was down about 225 points at one point today, but then closed only down 50, so it had a rebound midday. No one really knows exactly why we rebounded. You know, the explanation was there for a sell-off, like based on what you said in Europe and certainly China, but you know, it didn't carry through to the downside. We definitely got that bounce midday.
So it's difficult to know what's holding stocks up, but which stocks were the ones that were the biggest fallers when all the effects from Greece and China hit the market there?
It was pretty broad-based. I think a lot of the momentum names are the ones that the high-flying stocks, the technology stocks, tend to get hit first. But they all bounced rather quickly. Oil, energy sector firmed up today after being just clobbered over the last few sessions, and that was actually decent. And gold actually was up, so the miners were up for most of the day, and that's kind of been beaten up so bad. So some of the sectors that have been beaten on definitely bounced back.
I mean, you say it's difficult to understand what the rebound was based on. Are you a bit of a bear? Do you see when it comes to the share markets? Do you think that the markets have got it all wrong and that actually we're due quite a big fall or correction at some point?
I never question the market. I always think the market's the ultimate indicator, but I do think that there are some issues which could certainly be, you know, highlighted more. Everything has been based on, you know, central bank intervention. And actually, there was a comment today which should have gotten people even more concerned, but the Fed was talking about possibly changing the considerable time phrase in there, what they've been saying all along, that, you know, it would be a considerable time before they raise rates. They're thinking about dropping that in the next meeting, and that's concerning. If a market were to go down on that, well, that tells you that it's not based on fundamentals, then it's based more on Fed policy. You know, we did have, that could have been part of the morning sell-off as well.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't, so it's kind of a mixed match here, and then volume was not great today. It was pretty much average.
Do you think that's what it is, that you're talking about volume, maybe is not very much being traded given the time of year?
It could be. There could be some squaring off of positions, but I still think it's kind of early for that. I think, you know, I would say that for the last week of December, you know, it's pretty much quiet at that point. But I think there's still some action here. I think there may be some positioning. There was one rumor out in the market that some people who were behind during the year who were trying to play catch-up, who had gotten long some highly momentum stocks trying to play catch-up and then had to sell them out earlier because, you know, it just didn't work out for them. But I still think there are people playing in the game, and it's certainly, you know, too early, I think, to wrap up the books right now.
And how worried are people about this proposal from federal regulators that some of the biggest American banks should be putting aside more capital to cushion against unexpected losses? Is that,
you know,
something that was affecting things?
When that news broke around, I guess it was late afternoon, you know, bank stocks didn't even budge. So I think part of that is already being built in. It seems like the street always kind of anticipates these things. And I think they were expecting some sort of statement like that. So, you know, I was watching as soon as that came out. I'm like, okay, let's keep an eye on the banks here. And they didn't even budge. So, you know, that could be possibly built into it here as well.
And that was Joe Salusi from Themis Trading in New York. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.3% at 17,801 points. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100-share index was down 2.1% at 65.29.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBCWorldBiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBCBusiness.